Now, according to the World Health Organization, the WHO, 36.7 million people around the world were living with HIV, human immunodeficiency virus, the agent that causes AIDS, at the end of 2015. And while rates of HIV are greatest in sub-Saharan Africa, it is still a global problem. In fact, the UK has one of the highest rates of new HIV diagnoses in Western Europe, particularly in London, and rates of new diagnoses there have been rising steadily until last year.
Now, preliminary data from several clinics across London shows, on average, a 40% drop in new diagnoses over the past year. And HIV specialists think this could be down to a procedure called PrEP, short for pre-exposure prophylaxis.
This is where uninfected individuals take anti-HIV medication, which many people are currently obtaining online, to reduce the chances of them becoming infected if they do come into contact with the virus.
We'll be hearing more about how PrEP works later in the programme, but first we turn to Greg Owens, who was diagnosed with HIV 18 months ago. He told Greer Jackson his story.
I was in a 7-year relationship and engaged to be married to my ex-fiance, and came out of that relationship at the start of 2013, and I was flung into a scene that I wasn't familiar with. When I went into that relationship, there were no hookup apps, there were no chemsex parties. It was a very different setup in London as to the world I find myself in.
What's a chemsex?
Oh yeah, chemsex is the use of party drugs and closely associated with sexual behaviour, where they pretty much go hand in hand, and you it's three specific drugs. It would be mifedrone, crystal meth, and GHB, and can be an extensive period of, you know, maybe one night into 2 or 3 days long of partying and sex.
So chemsex. So you came out of a 7-year relationship into this. How was that?
Yeah, it was not nice. My ex-boyfriend, fiancé, our relationship actually disintegrated because he was diagnosed as HIV positive. For him, it was pretty much the end of his life as he knew it and our relationship as it existed, and he fell apart. So for me, I was experiencing quite a lot of emotional trauma and significant life changes because of that, and a lot of distress. So that, coupled with the fact that I was flung onto a scene that I was very, very unaware and unprepared to deal with. I mean, for the first year, I was very much, because of my ex's experience, I was very much incredibly adherent to condoms. But then the second year, I think what happened was I hit what I would call like a double dip depression. So I kind of got clear of the initial trauma, but then the reality of what my life was then and how drastically different it was. And it was a complete upheaval. Like, I didn't just lose my fiance, I lost my flat, my cat. I couldn't go to work, I just wasn't functioning properly. And as a result of that, my sexual risk-taking and my behaviours had changed. And I started to come out of that maybe dip of depression and started to assess where I was in my life and my sexual behaviour and just kind of socially where I was and what I was doing and emotionally too. And I thought, I probably am not going to be able to address the behaviours at the moment, but what I can do is maybe think about PrEP. And then I go to Dean Street the next day to have a HIV test, just to confirm that I'm definitely negative, because I tested negative about 12 months before, so I could definitely start PrEP safely. And like 20 minutes after arriving at the clinic, I was in the consultation room and I had the finger prick test and two dots came up, so it was a HIV positive diagnosis. So the irony of eventually managing to kind of get a hold of PrEP and to start that, having finally decided that this was the right option for me and I was going to start being proactive and responsible, to then have just missed the boat was a little bit mind-blowing, to be honest.
And what went through your mind when you saw those two dots?
Since my ex's diagnosis, I'd been actively kind of campaigning as a HIV negative person, trying to dispel some of the myths and deconstruct some of the stigma around HIV. And I just sort of had a really bizarre, strange moment of pure clarity. And I thought, you know what, now is the time to put my money where my mouth is. Now I'm going to go and tell 8,000 people on social media that I got a HIV positive diagnosis.
What was the reception you got from people?
So I think I had, within 2 or 3 hours, like 350 likes, 175 comments. And then when I opened my messaging inbox, I had like about 50 disclosures from people in my immediate network, in my extended network, and people who I'd never met. And I couldn't believe, even this sounds really weird, but even someone like me who was HIV aware and had worked sort of kind of very loosely on the peripheral of HIV awareness and campaigning, I was like, oh, I never would have thought that person was HIV positive, or oh my, it just goes to show you, like, we have a very strange perception of who gets HIV and who doesn't. And in actual fact, HIV does not discriminate. Anyone who has sex can become HIV positive. So for me, it was a very big learning curve, but also I think I felt incredibly supported. Not one stigmatizing, judgmental, moralizing comment, nothing. And from that moment on, I think that was all that I needed to just kind of catapult me out into getting on with things.
Such a contrast, isn't it, to your ex's experience, isn't it?
You know, it's in my diagnosis diaries, because I detailed every emotion and every feeling, and actually he sprung into my mind. At this point, we would have been split up about 2.5 years, and he was very much in my thoughts and in my feelings, I think. I had a failed suicide attempt at the end of 2013 because of the distress and the trauma that I was under and experiencing from my ex. I was so confused about that. I was thinking, you know, I've been a good gay. I was committed to this relationship and I was invested in our future. And, you know, he was my priority and our relationship took precedent over everything else. And I've done all the things I'm supposed to do and I'm meant to do. Why is this horrible thing happening to me? And I couldn't make sense of it. But I'm incredibly grateful that I got through that experience and this suicide attempt was failed, because in actual fact, when it came round and it landed firmly on my doorstep, I was able to take the learnings from that. And I have to say, if you experience something as painful as that, at some point in your future, if you're able to take something positive and a learning from it, it really does soften the sting that leaves behind. So I'm grateful for that experience.
Greg Owen,